There's a danger to watching stupid movies. In my house, it's usually a danger from the commentary my family will make. So when you get to the point in the stupid movie where someone has entered the dark house and not turned on the lights, my father will almost invariably comment, "No one does that." And I will always bite back the comment, "Well, I do." Because I do. I don't mind darkness. In fact, I rather like it. Whether it's staying up late at night reading, something I do quite often, or getting up early before the sun has gotten up, which is easier and easier this time of the year, to enjoy those hours when the rest of the world isn't quite moving yet. I like darkness. I like that stillness. My dog does not, but I do. And he curls up nicely next to me while I'm doing whatever silliness it is that humans do in the middle of the night. We begin Advent today, that season before Christmas that some people in the church think we have to keep fighting for. And it is a season that sort of slips in right after Thanksgiving has happened, sort of quietly in the dark. And we don't really know what to do with it as a culture. After all, I think I saw the first Christmas decorations going up in stores here at Halloween. This waiting time is a little tough for us. Just the way darkness can be a little tough for us. After all, you never do know what's waiting for you in your dark house. For me, it's usually a toy the dog has moved. But there's something comforting about it too, I think. Or at least there can be. Darkness is the chance friends have often to say the things they don't say during the rest of the day, when there are meals to cook, and phones to answer, and emails to write, and shopping to do, and houses to clean. Darkness is the time when other family members are asleep. Darkness is the time when the stores are closed, at least most of them. Darkness is that other time. If we remember, which most of us do not, darkness is the beginning. There was evening and there was morning, the first day. Darkness is how things start. So maybe, in a sense, it's appropriate that Advent sort of slips into our consciousness, and that most people don't know what to make of it. Maybe there's something to be made of that right there. After all, we really don't know what it means. We know that it's a time of waiting and preparation, right? We know that Christmas comes at the end of it. But if we're paying attention, we also know that it means something more. Our collect this morning talks about it quite openly. This is also time to prepare for Christ's coming in glory. Not just for a remembrance of the first Christmas, but for a looking ahead of the next time Christ enters this world. And as our gospel made a perfectly muddled mess of, we don't know what that means. There are signs that we're supposed to understand, even though nobody knows what they are or when they'll come or what they'll look like. We don't know what to do with Advent, except for this. is a time that is set apart and has been for a long time to remind us that we need times that are set apart to ponder mysteries we don't understand, to take some time in the darkness, perhaps, maybe, if you prefer, and the beginning glimmers of dawn's light, to ponder what is coming and what it might look like, and perhaps most importantly, who we should be as we meet it. Happy Advent. Amen.